You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Oregonians voted in the statewide primary election on Tuesday to decide which candidates will run for governor in November, along with a variety of other races and measures across the state. OPB politics reporter Bryce Dole has been watching the election closely. He joins us now to talk about two big-ticket items, the governor's race and a measure to add a gas tax to fund transportation. Welcome to the Exchange, Bryce.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the gas tax. Unsurprisingly, voters across the state overwhelmingly shot it down,
right, with
more than 80% rejecting it. But if it had passed, what would this measure have done?
The overall goal of this measure was to essentially reshape how Oregon pays for its roads. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know this very well. Our roads and our bridges are pretty old, and they're starting to deteriorate in a lot of parts of the state. Our transportation system overall is funded by, grants, but mainly it's funded by what's called the State Highway Fund. This fund is made up of taxes on large trucks, but also the gas tax. You know, this is the tax on fuel that people buy at the pump regularly. And this money goes towards, again, like the staff that work at places like ODOT, at your local road departments that help keep roads and bridges healthy and strong, especially, which is especially important, right, as Oregon's population continues to grow. So the measure itself would have doubled vehicle title and registration fees, about roughly doubled them to help pay for this. It would have temporarily increased the state's payroll tax, and that would have helped pay for public transit around Oregon as well. But it would have increased that gas tax by 6 cents. Now, that was already a tall order, right? Because gas prices right now, as all of your listeners know, are going through the roof.
Yes, they are.
So voters did not want to vote for this.
Now, I know that state leaders have been working for years to find a way to fund Oregon's transportation system. So how did this tax proposal end up in front of voters in the first place?
Yeah, it has been happening for years. It was funny yesterday as I was calling lawmakers to talk about this. I think more than a few people sighed because this issue has been such a difficult one for so long for so many state leaders. So nearly 2 years ago, lawmakers did this big road show where they went all around the state to different communities to talk to people about what their transportation needs are. Lawmakers come back every several years and are required to, you know, pass a new transportation package. And they wanted a really comprehensive package. They wanted money to fill those transportation agency funding gaps at places like at local road departments, but also places like ODOT. ODOT was saying at the time that it's facing hundreds of layoffs if lawmakers didn't find some solution. Other people also wanted, you know, new funding for big projects. Like there's one here in Portland that's about widening the Rose Quarter through Portland, widening I-5 through the Rose Quarter in Portland. Another really big expensive bridge projects like the Abernethy Bridge, which is in the suburbs here. And they also wanted funding for other things like safe routes to school and that sort of thing. But as the session wound down, lawmakers failed to pass anything. So last fall, the Democrats came back for a special session. They managed to pass a bill with, you know, these new proposed taxes and fees that we saw on the ballot this week. But Republicans immediately went out and they wanted to stop this bill, these taxes from happening, right? So they launched a campaign to gather enough signatures. They gathered hundreds of thousands of signatures to refer this measure to Oregon voters. And then in the following session, Democrats managed to move the gas tax vote from November to May, and that's why we saw it on the ballot this week.
Okay, so that's interesting. Why did Democrats want to move this vote to May rather than have it on the ballot during the general election in November?
Yeah, we talked about this on the show before, but just to recap, the Democrats basically said that they wanted clarity on this issue sooner, but Republicans obviously accused them of moving this vote so that these proposed taxes and fee increases would not appear on the ballot at the same time as some of the state's leading Democrats, including Governor Tina Kotek, who is up for re-election. This proposal and the tax and fee increases really kind of stands at odds with the Democrat strategy here in Oregon, but also across the country, of trying to appeal to voters' concerns around affordability ahead of the midterms. So, you know, they didn't, I think it's fair to say that, you know, a lot of Democrats probably didn't want to run on the same ticket as these gas and these tax and fee increases. So, the proposal was actually so widely expected to fail that none of Oregon's Democratic leaders campaigned in support of it. So far this week, the Republicans, you know, are, you know, going out and saying, you know, this measure's failure is a win for the party, and they're criticizing Democrats for trying to pass these new taxes and fees in the first place at a time when so many people are struggling. But Governor Kotek yesterday really blamed the measure's failure on President Trump. You know, she said that the war in Iran has caused gas prices to rise so much that this was basically an impossible measure for voters to pass right now.
Okay, so just to back up a second, this measure originated from the Democrats?
It did, yep.
Okay.
It originated from the Democrats. The tax and fee increases were proposed by the Democrats, but Republicans gathered the signatures to refer it to voters. So Democrats, I don't think, it wasn't their goal to put it on the ballot, but Republicans were the ones who referred it to voters.
Okay, it's quite the political football. I know that Oregonians overwhelmingly hated this idea of a gas tax. OPB reporters spoke with voters on Tuesday. Here's what one voter, Carl Herman of Milton Freewater in Northeast Oregon, had to say.
Look at the price of fuel right now on top of an additional tax. I mean, you know, I'm not only just a driver and a citizen, I'm also a farmer. Right now, you know, diesel is about to the max. Forget about a profit and a big profit just to break even.
Bryce, what else did voters have to say about affordability and the gas tax?
I think that was the main thing that was on people's minds yesterday. Well, I mean, in general, but certainly when it came to deciding around the gas tax. You know, we all have our different reasons as to how gas prices play a role in our lives, whether it's, you know, we're driving to work regularly, whether we're a farmer like Mr. Herman, whether we are, you know, going on vacation or something like that. So I think we sent reporters out around the state this week, and almost uniformly people just said, we are not voting for this tax right now. It's impossible to justify with the price of gas being as high as it is. And, you know, people are also dealing with other kinds of high costs, right? You know, high cost of housing, groceries, utilities. You know, basically nobody said that they were interested in voting for this tax right now, especially as the war in Iran has caused those gas prices to go up in addition to everything else.
I know. In addition to everything else, the cost of living, period, has gone up, and healthcare is going to be a mess as well. My guest is OPB reporter Bryce Dole. We're recapping the results of two major issues in the statewide election in Oregon, the gas tax measure and the governor's race. So, Bryce, affordability and the economy also came into play in other races, like the governor's race. Governor Tina Kotek expectedly swept the Democratic primary, of course. State Senator Christine Drazen won the Republican race. How did she come out ahead of her challengers?
This was a really packed primary for the Republicans. I think it was one of the more interesting Republican primaries for governor in a long while. You know, in addition to Drazen, we had Ed Deal. He's a two-term state representative who, you know, focused his campaign on taxes. Your listeners might know about Ed Deal because I drove down to Southern Oregon this weekend for a wedding, and as I was driving there, you know, I saw tons of signs all over the road saying, you know, Ed, no tax deal, all along the roads. And that's because Ed Deal spearheaded the effort to gather those signatures to get the gas tax on the ballot. So he ran his race really heavily focused on the gas tax and opposing it. He came in second behind Draven. Another prominent candidate was Chris Dudley. Chris Dudley is a former Portland Trailblazer, actually. He's not, a well-known political figure in Oregon, aside from back in 2010, he actually came closer than any Republican candidate in Oregon in decades to becoming the governor here. He lost in that race, I think to Kitzhaber, if I'm remembering correctly. But again, he hasn't been in politics in years. So ultimately, Senator Drazen came out on top. I think that she ran heavily on, a lot of the issues that we've been talking about affordability, about the state's ongoing struggles with addiction, mental illness, homelessness, and had a lot of critical words to say about Governor Tina Kotek, too.
Okay, so that brings up the natural question, what do we expect from the race between Drazen and Kotek in November?
I think we can expect Drazen to want to focus this race on Governor Kotek's record. And I think she probably has some very fair criticism voters are going to be thinking about. During Governor Kotek's tenure, homelessness overall has gotten worse. Evictions have increased. Housing production has really been pretty stagnant. And Governor Kotek has made housing, a centerpiece of her tenure, not only here as governor, but also when she was House Speaker. The state has passed a number of bills and budgets, with huge amounts of money towards housing and wanting to focus on that. Governor Kotek obviously is going to make the argument that, hey, we have been making progress on these issues. We've allocated more money for housing, and we're just starting to see the benefits of that. She wants voters to stick with her to make things better. But Drazen also will obviously be, criticizing Kotek for the state of Oregon's economy. We've seen big layoffs at, some large employers, like Intel and Nike. And, we've also had, pretty ongoing struggles with our schools around Oregon. So Drazen will be focusing on that. Kotek, on the other hand, will be trying to tie Drazen to President Trump. This is a midterm, right? Observers are expecting Democrats to come out in huge numbers to try and push back against the president and to try and flip Congress. So Governor Kotek will be trying to drum up that support for her as well to defeat Drazen. Drazen, understandably, has not been talking about the president pretty much at all because, she is really going to need, a lot of those moderate votes in places like Portland, in the suburbs, in Clackamas County, Washington County, in places like Salem. These areas that are pretty blue, but also have a lot of unaffiliated voters too. So I think she'll be Drazen will be trying to keep this race very local, whereas Governor Kotek will be bringing up the president a lot.
Well, certainly Oregon has been impacted negatively by a lot of the federal cuts, so that'll be interesting to see. Do you have any other big takeaways from the primary election?
I keep coming back to the gas tax failure and just how, first off, how predictable it was that it was going to fail, but how much it failed. So in Portland, Portland is kind of known as somewhat, I don't want to call it safe, but like it's kind of known as promising ground for passing really ambitious tax measures. Multnomah County has passed a number. These big tax measures for homelessness. And even here in Portland, Multnomah County, I think, rejected the gas tax by more than 75%. In other parts of the state, we had Harney County rejected the gas tax at 97%. I think that was just a really, really, really strong signal that affordability is on the ballot in November. And I think we can expect Drazen and Kotek to be talking a lot about that.
Probably 100%. That's all the time we have. Thanks so much, Bryce.
Thanks.